Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 205. Today I want to read poems by Jack Gilbert. I'm reading from his collected poems published in 2014 by Knopf. I read Gilbert on this program before. Episode 64, I read a couple of his poems, and I may have read a couple others on another episode. I don't recall at the moment. I really like Gilbert for a couple reasons. One is he really knows how to compress a lot of meaning and nuance into a lot of short syntax, a lot of compressed syntax, and I think he's good to study for that reason. I also like him for the honesty of feeling that comes through in his work. So I would like to read several of these from his collected poems, published in 2014. The first one is Convalescing. I spend the days deciding on a commemorative poem, not, luckily, an epitaph, a quiet poem to establish the fact of me as one of the incidental faces in those stone processions, carefully done, not claiming that I was at any of the great victories, but that I volunteered. The ring. They have Mary's wedding ring in the cathedral. I was eager to see it, but learned it is kept fastened in a box which requires keys carried by the district's three main officials. The box is locked 7 times in a chest and the keys held by their chief guilds. The chest is sealed in the wall of the nave, 30 feet in the air. Stairs are built to it just once a year. It is a very holy relic, and I assume they feared thieves. Today, when I asked of it, I learned it is magic. The color changes according to the soul before it. Then I understood about the locks. The ring is not being protected. It is locked in. The Companion. There is someone, always the same half block behind, not a doppelganger or anything like that, not dangerous or angelic, just a middle-aged man with a thick face wearing an old coat, but always furtively just out of sight. He is often on ridges very high up when I walk along the empty beach. When I am in the bedrooms, he is discreet. He waits in a doorway to see her face in the streetlight as we go by. There is neither sex nor love between us, but he will follow the girl home. He stays far back and never speaks to them. Once he even helped me when I got trampled. Very efficient, but ambiguous. Except for that, we have never met. One day, when he had lost me, I saw him following an old damaged woman. But he returns to me, without kindness or threat. My life is beginning to list. He occupies more and more importance, meaninglessly, nothing to do with God or fate. Actually a man, rather stout, and I can't make out his intentions. I am terrified by his not wanting anything. Secrets of Poetry. People complain about too many moons in my poetry. Even my friends ask why I keep putting in the moon. And I wish I had an answer like when Archie Moore was asked by a reporter in the dressing room after the fight, "Why'd you keep looking in his eyes, Archie? The whole fight, you were looking in his eyes." And old Archie Moore said, "Because the eyes are the windows of the soul, man." The Greek gods don't come in winter. The Greek gods don't come in winter, and seldom in person. They speak through others, even in summer. Their voices seem far off and very fast. It's difficult also because we can't trust the people who say they are translating. When the gods come in the dawn, they're assumed the odor of roses and warm linen. They sit in their high-backed chairs and mostly watch the children, especially when they are running and laughing. They applaud by humming when we read our poems. They hum differently when the poems are about lights and parallel geologies of the sea. But they hum most of all when the poems are about distance and desire. Blinded by seeing. I was lying on the deck with my eyes closed. Somewhere to the left, the woman's voices began to change, the voice of one pushing the others. She idly sang bits of old songs, laughing as though not noticing, and began to clap, accentuating the rhythm, crying out. Her laughing became a gypsy laugh, though I could hear a shyness underneath. I could hear how she was a girl when the men would have urged her on until she danced, dazzling the whole village. But these women fell silent. The men nearby went on playing cards, and she gradually stopped. Later, when I went for tea, I returned that way to see her spirit in its full-breasted body. But there was only a group of old ladies dressed in black, each like the others. The winnowing. Their daughter makes a noise like a giant fly. The family brought her today for the threshing. She grew up here until they moved to the village. She takes me around to see the geranium sprigs she tried to plant while I did the laundry, with a circle of stones to make a house for each. Grins when I dribble water on them obediently where she points. She is 20 and misshapen and cannot speak. Sits on the wall wearing pink, rocking in the quiet sound of grain being sifted. Shadows of my doves fly across the bright stones as she looks down the valley, singing and happy in the late afternoon. A very big happiness, I think. Winter happiness. Pride, 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 pride. Pride, pride and happiness. Winter and empty fields and beyond the trees, the Aegean. The night sky bright in the puddles of this lane. Such dear loneliness. Going along to no man's clock. No one who knows my middle name for 1,000 miles. My youth gone and death unable to find me. Thinking back to childhood. Astonished that I could find the way here. One more from Jack Gilbert. Valley of the Owls. Night rises up from the fields as the stars gather. Under the earth are the stones, and holding the stones together is the silence. His heart smelling of the cypress tree. The whole valley at dawn sweet with its emptiness. There is a door in the wind. Lima bean soup on the stove. Tomorrow begins in the dark. Today is the mountain of what we've become. Surprised to be alive in the abundance of time. 2,620 days, 4,000 nights another time. The red on the large woodpecker 4 times in the pine trees. The hoopoe in the chinaberry tree only once. Wang Wei in his loneliness noticing the first raindrops and the light dust. Valley of the Owls. So there are several poems from Jack Gilbert. Someone very much worth reading and studying, I think. I'm Ken Haida. You can find information about my work and my upcoming readings at kenhaida.org. And I thank you for listening. Until next week, that's Ken Haida with the Sunday Poems.